Puerto is in a Spanish-speaking part of the Metroplex, celebrating Cinco de Mayo with our brethren from south of the border. We now, I believe, have contact with the great Gordo. Come in, Gordo.
Yeah, hey, guys, you have me?
Yes,
yeah.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Hey, can I talk to you for a second, man? For the radio? Can I talk to you for a second? I'm out here at Sunset High School, that hotbed of Hispanica.
All right.
For Cinco de Mayo. What's your name?
Lewis.
Lewis, we're Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket, the sports radio station. You ever been on the radio before?
Yeah.
On what station?
7.9 degrees.
And what grade are you in here at Sunset?
Ninth grade.
And you already have a mustache. How long did it take you to grow that out?
2 years.
2 years? That's not bad. And I noticed you have 4 gold teeth in front.
Yeah.
Those aren't real, are they?
Yeah.
What?
Damn real.
What are they made of?
Gold. Well, they just clip on.
They just clip on. Why, if you have normal, natural white teeth, would you want to clip on fake teeth?
I don't know. That's my style.
That's your style. Now, you know what Cinco de Mayo represents, don't you?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You know what it is, don't you, Lewis?
No, I don't know.
Well, take a guess.
I don't know.
All right. Well, do you know when it occurs every year?
Yeah, it's Cinco de Mayo.
Huh? Yeah, 5th of May, right?
Yeah.
But you don't know what it commemorates at all. Take a wild stab at it, and then I'll tell you.
The independence of Mexico.
That's close. Actually, that's a common misconception. It's September 16th, I believe, is the independence of Mexico.
My bad. I didn't know.
So you going out with the girls here, Lewis?
Yeah.
And how many girlfriends you got?
Two.
Two girlfriends? Do they know about each other?
No.
You just kind of playing both of them off of one another?
Yep.
You ever thought about all hooking up at the same time?
No.
No, neither do I. We're having fun, aren't we?
Yeah.
So what kind of music you kids listen to these days?
Rap.
Well, who are your favorite rap artists?
3-6 Mafia and Fire Cat.
3-6 Mafia?
Yeah.
And what are they saying? What are some of their hit love songs?
I don't even remember them.
What?
I don't remember them.
You don't remember them, but you listen to them all the time?
Yeah.
And what's your favorite subject you're studying here at Sunset High?
Algebra.
And have you learned the FOIL method?
No.
I don't even know if they still teach that or not. What percentage of the students here are Hispanic?
A lot.
A lot?
Would you say like 110%?
No. Like 90%.
Like 90%, and then what are the what's the other 15%?
Black and white.
Black and white. What are the percentage of black kids here?
Like 5%.
And then how many? What percentage white?
10.
So you got 90% Hispanic.
Yeah.
And you got 5% black. And 10% white.
Yeah.
Your favorite subject is what?
Algebra.
Thanks for talking to us, man.
All right.
Okay, man, they start school late there. They're not even in school yet?
Well, I think I was holding him up there. There was all the kids had basically gone in, and he was one of the last guys walking up, so I had to grab him.
He can't afford to miss any of his math classes.
Yeah, we need to get him in there.
Oh, poor Louis.
Poor guy. So he's got, wait a minute now, he's got the cap on gold teeth.
He has 4 gold teeth in front, and it's like a plastic thing that goes over his teeth. He claimed they were real gold, but they didn't look like it.
Huh.
Here are a couple more students. Apparently, everyone has to have an access card to get into the school these days because they're all wearing them around their necks. How you guys doing? We're on the radio right now. You ever been on the radio before?
No.
Come on, talk with us for a second. No. We're just wondering what Cinco de Mayo is.
I gotta go.
What is Cinco de Mayo? What does it represent?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I forgot.
You look like you just got out of the shower.
I did.
Okay, stay hard.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
She didn't want any part of me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's one more. You know what Cinco de Mayo represents? You don't know? Okay, thanks for your time. Maybe I can ask her dad. He's sitting out here in a dually.
Uh-oh.
Can I ask you a question? Oh, he says his mouth is zipped. What's that? Oh, and he gave me the okay sign. He actually that was pretty disturbing. He pointed to his daughter and then made the throat-cutting sign towards me.
Oh, God.
Hey, how are you? You Hispanic?
Yeah.
You live down here?
Yeah, we're here, Jonathan.
Okay, and you listen to the ticket sign towards me?
He won.
Okay, good. So do you know what Cinco de Mayo is?
Not a lot of Hispanics get drunk on that day, but isn't it the independence? No.
What?
I'm talking about they won the war against France.
They won a battle against France.
Okay.
Very good. And then the French came and kicked their asses the next year.
I think. I don't know.
Are you going to get drunk today?
Nope. I don't do that, man.
You don't drink?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
I'm a Christian.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, my only sin is listening to the ticket.
You're listening to the ticket? Now, when you, I didn't think Hispanics are traditionally Catholic, right?
Yeah.
Are you Catholic?
No, I'm a Christian.
Okay.
Yeah, mostly about 90% of, you know, Mexicans, you know, they live in Mexico. I said about 95% of are Catholic, about 3% Christians and 2% don't believe in God.
Uh-huh.
At least that adds up.
And you hate the Catholics?
No. I just, you know, we believe different. You know, they believe in they pray to the Virgin Mary and all these saints, and we just praise God.
Are you self-hating Hispanic?
No, of course not.
Who do you hate the most in the Hispanic community? Venezuelans?
No. Cubans.
All right, thanks for your time. No problem. All right, man.